Boo-be!
Big kitty tatas! Boobs!
Welcome to another episode, Tech Brews Boobies. Or I mean games.
Games.
Sorry. My bad, everyone. My bad.
We were just watching some porn.
Yeah.
So, and it's hard to get your mind off of that. Especially when you're watching it in a group.
Yeah. We've been toying with the booby, with the name of Tech Brews Booby, or Tech Brews Game. Sorry, man. Jesus Christ. You know, I just... And so we've been toying with these, with the idea that all these different types of titty or titles that, you know, we could really play with here, that maybe, you know, we would come up with something fresh. But, you know, for whatever reason, boobies came to mind, and it's, you know, it's kind of there. It is what it is. So, anyways, this week's episode, we have got how many new voicemails, Gage?
Well, we have two this week.
Two.
I should, you know, normally, you know, we do actually have three, but I need to save one of them for Mitch, who is not here this week.
Yes. He's not here this week. He is celebrating the 9-month anniversary with his girlfriend, so he cannot be with us tonight. He will join us next week, where we will save that voicemail. But for this week, Gage, let's roll the tapes, bro.
All right, here's our first one. I hope you're going to like this one.
Hi, this is Charisse. We've been trying to reach you about your car's warranty. Our records indicate that your warranty is about to expire. If you'd like to extend your warranty for a very special deal,
I guess we only have one
now.
Good one this week.
If you'd like to be removed from the calling list, please press one.
Hold on.
Thanks.
I think we can expand on this.
We can.
Yeah, we can. So, car warranty voicemails, Gage.
Yes.
What do you like to do? Just out of curiosity, what do you like to do when you get those kinds of phone calls? Do you fuck with them? Do you kind of let it roll out? Do you waste their time as much as they're wasting your time? What's your slow play on this? You know?
Generally, on my Pixel, I use just Google call screening. So they don't normally ever come through. The phone automatically answers for me. And it's just basically like a robot answers for me. And then, you know, obviously then I can see that it is somebody trying to sell me a warranty and I just hang up. However, if one does get through, usually what I do is like, you know, it says like press one to speak with a representative now. Usually I will press one. And then when somebody picks up, you know, does the, oh, hello, this is whatever. I just scream as loud as I can in the phone and then I hang up.
Oh shit, dude, that is awesome. I'm proud of you. That's great. Yeah, I try to waste their time. I draw out the conversation as long as I can, and I play really stupid for a very long time, you know. I think one of the longest conversations I've ever had was probably like 35-40 minutes. I think it was on a weekend too, you know. I try not to do it when I'm at work, so
sure.
But yeah, I think it was probably like a 30 or 40 minute conversation or something like that. And I just asked the dumbest questions I possibly can, you know, like, you know, that these people are calling you already knowing that, you know, you don't care for the warranty and they're just trying to collect money and whatever else. So
they're trying to find that one old lady that they can scam.
Yeah. So, for those people out there, and I know that this is a podcast about technology, beer, and video games. But, you know, when it comes to car insurance is one of the biggest games in the entire world. Right, Gage?
Sure. But they're trying to sell you a warranty, not insurance.
Car warranties is one of the biggest games in the entire world.
Extended warranties, that you have to pay for. Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
Easily, hands down. So the best thing that you could do when you get one of these phone calls If they are here to waste your time, you should 100% waste their fucking time. So
yes.
That is your tea, your tech bruise boobs suggestion for the week. Let's right. roll to the next voicemail, shall we?
All right. Ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Hey, tech dudes. My name's Brandon. I had a quick not tech question for you guys. I'll just move to Denver from California. We moved because, like, my girl said she needed to move to Denver. Something about some guy who won't say her name. So I guess we're living here for a while. It's fine. I mean, she did this earlier in Portland, and she had a killer day. Anyway, I had a question, man. You guys have a killer beer scene, and I was just wondering what your dude's favorite local beer is. Anyway, love the show, and I'm going to listen, you know. Really excited to hear what you say about local beer in Denver. Anyway, name's Brandon. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Brandon, we should hang out sometime. You seem like a cool dude. That's all I gotta
say. Cool guy. Yeah,
cool guy. Where did he say he was from? Did he say?
California.
California? Yeah. Okay. All right. Brandon, well, you know, dude, we totally get, like, a lot of Californians out here, so.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So, welcome, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody loves you, by the way. Make sure you tell everybody you meet that you're from California. Lead off with that. Hey, yeah. I'm Brandon from California, you know.
Lead with that, and make sure that we all, you know, anyone from Colorado that you meet understands that you are from Cali, and I promise you're going to get a lot of attention really quickly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's start out with Brandon's question, shall we? And then we're going to dive into the California scene, okay? Uh-huh, just a little bit here. Okay. So, Brandon, you know, they say that in heaven, you know, you could drink any beer that you want. And when you live in Colorado, you can drink any beer that you want. So really, when you're here, man, I mean, when you're trying to ask, like, what's our favorite beer scene? It's like going to heaven and trying to ask, you know, what's your favorite part of heaven? How do you answer that? You know,
what boobs? Like, what's your favorite kind of boobs?
Yeah.
You just can't answer it.
You can't answer it, man. There's just so many different ways to answer the question, bro. So, you know, I mean, I think you just need to find the best brewery that's close to you that you like. Because, you know, I can't tell you, some dudes may not like double D's, you know, and some dudes may not like B's, because maybe you're a C or a D type of guy. So in the end, I mean, every guy is going to be different. You know, I like IPAs. Gage likes
whiskey.
Whiskey.
I love IPAs. Yes.
Mitchell loves
PBR.
PBR. So, you know, if you're to ask the IPA guy, I like my local brewery of 105 Brewing in Castle Rock, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. I was there yesterday.
This is not... Gage, God damn it, so was I. Why didn't you tell me?
What time were you there at?
3 or 2 or something.
Seriously?
Like that.
Seriously? Because we left at like 2:30. So you probably pulled up as I left.
Son of a bitch. 105 Brewing, great brewery. If you live in the southern regions, if you live in the Denver region, Dude, I mean, the list is endless. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to even start, really. You're going to find great beer wherever you go. If you're up north, like near the Broomfield slash, well, no, even north of that, let's just say like Erie to Fort Collins, you may need to travel up to FOCO to go for a little New Belgium and Odell's, you know? That's where the classics really lie. Gage, what would you say?
I mean, if you're up in Fort Collins, you know, there's a Budweiser brewery there. That's the spot. Yeah. Bud Lights. Yep. No.
cool.
Okay. Not to circle back, but at 105 West, they currently have a Pickle Rick beer. Did you try that one?
No, I haven't tried the Pickle Rick. I did try their a new red that they had, and they have a healthy list of IPAs.
Yeah,
that I cycle through.
That's what that Pickle Rick one is. I think it's pretty hoppy, and there's just like that weird, like at the end of it, you get just like a hint of pickle, and it's interesting. That's how I'll put it.
Is it pickly?
Not really. I mean, it's not like, I mean, have you've ever done like a pickle shot?
Yeah.
It's not like that. Like,
okay.
The beer could almost use some salt to kind of enhance. Like if I'm eating a pickle, I want it salty, you know? Like, you know, have you ever had a fully dressed beer with the salt on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It needs salt on the rim. Yeah.
Mm, like know. A margarita. Okay.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, if I had to choose one in Denver, I don't know if I could.
Denver Beer Company?
Maybe. It's got the nice ring to it. I mean, where I'm at over here, there's like Halfpenny by my house. There's there's a few of them around here, and they're all, it's not a bad one.
I honestly, I don't think you can go wrong wherever you go. I think they're all just solid breweries.
I mean, throughout Colorado. There's got to be a bad one somewhere, right?
I haven't been to many, but maybe I'm just an alcoholic. I mean, I don't know.
I'm on Google Maps.
All right.
And I'm looking at reviews, going to try and find the worst rated one I can find in my area, at least.
All right, while you figure that out, we're going to jump straight into, well, I'm going to give you some time to research. Bro, guess how much a 3060 Ti is going for? Just real quick, off the top of your head, boom, shoot a number.
$799.
Wrong. Well, actually, you were already looking on eBay, you son of a bitch.
No, just a guess. <Uh-oh>. How much is it?
Well, there's one literally listed for $70.99 that you could buy right now. So that's why I guessed. Cool.
Nice. They say prices are coming down.
It says that there's another one that's a Founders Edition, $9.98 here. A couple more that aren't Founders Edition, $800, $839, $780. Here's a mining graphics card, $450. Another Founders Edition, unused, $900. Dude. $900. Here's a Zotac Gaming NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3060 Twin Edge overclocked 8 gig GPU, brand new, unused, $850. Not even Founders Edition, man.
Yeah.
Another Founders Edition, $950. Another Founders, $950. I've been talking about it for like what, Gage? Almost like 10 months now about selling my Founders Edition.
Uh-huh. At least. I think we've been talking about it. Yeah. Probably almost a year now.
I could double my money. You know what? Anyone who's listening to this that emails me that they want to buy my Founders Edition, I will sell it to you for a lower price than what we are averaging on eBay. So you can get a Founders Edition lower than on eBay. And you need to make sure that not only are you listening to the podcast, but you're commenting and that you love us. And you need to call in, too. That's another thing.
And Robert will even sign the graphics card.
Yep. White Sharpie.
And he'll even wipe the fans and clean it up a little for you.
I don't know about that. No, I'm not going to wipe all the nastiness out of it. I'm going to leave it. It's authentic.
Yeah.
Owned by Robert.
Sure.
Sign it. This is Robert's dust. This is Robert's signature. This is Robert's.
Don't worry about that crusty white stuff. It comes right off.
Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good to go, baby. But you know what? You send us an email, I will reply back and maybe even sell you a 3060 Ti for cheaper than what you can get it for now. Possibly even, You know what? We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right, Gage, what did you find out?
All right. So looking in the central downtown Denver area around, you know, Coors Field, that kind of area, because there's a lot of stuff down there. The lowest rating one I could find was the Sandlot Brewery. It's got 4 stars on 86 Google reviews. It's inside Coors Field. So it's, you know, almost as bad as the team that plays there.
What a solid review, bro. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. Couldn't have worked out any better than that. I mean, really, like looking at reviews, like you're hard pressed to find any of them that are lower than 4.5 stars on Google.
Yeah.
I think you get lower reviews maybe on Yelp. People are more critical there, that kind of stuff. But yeah, you can't go wrong. Like literally, like a Little Machine, 4.7. Ooh, Tivoli. It's a 4.2.
Oof. Yeah, Tivoli. Yeah.
That's full of college kids anyway. You don't want to go there.
No, definitely not. Yeah, Denver Beer Co., man, pretty solid. There's a, there's like a Blue Moon bar down there, you know, like Blue Moon beer, you know, there's like a Blue Moon kind of like whatever.
Yeah, they have like a big, there's like a distribution center for them down there too, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's all... Blue Moon is Coors Light, which Coors Light is made here. So it's
I think it started at Coors Field actually.
Yeah.
And then Coors Bottom. And then that was it, okay. Man.
Story of the alcoholic's favorite beer, you know.
That's right. Do you like Blue Moon?
Yeah, I'll drink a Blue Moon for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good shit, man. Good shit.
I usually go for Shock Top over Blue Moon, but I'll drink either of them.
You like the old Shocker?
I like them Shock Tops. Yeah, it's a good beer right there. That's when Shockers. I'm feeling classy, you know. When the Coors Light isn't flowing, I go for a Shock Top.
Speaking of beers and just like how you like your beers, man, do you like your beer? Okay, so let's see. Where do I start with this? All right. Do you like beer Ritas?
Not really. Do you?
Yeah, I love beer Ritas. I'll drink beer Ritas all day long, man. I think beer Ritas are great. I think they're fantastic.
But they're always made with like Corona, and I do not like Corona.
No, that's a lie. No, my friend. Have you? You clearly have not had the good beers at Fuzzy's. Then the good beer Ritas at Fuzzy's.
I don't go to Fuzzy's.
All right, my friend. Once. You are missing the fuck out.
There's one like a mile from my house, too.
Cool. Me and you this weekend are meeting up to discuss real estate and beer Ritas. That's what's happening.
Beer Ritas. Okay.
Yes. All right. So, beers delicious with margaritas. Beers not so good with wine, right? Yeah. Beers very good as a solo afternoon cooler, not very good as a chaser of alcohol, right?
That's like where the worst thing.
Yeah. Where I'm going with this is just like, what do beers really pair well with? Okay. Ooh. Beers pair well with, for some odd reason, margaritas.
Boobs.
And boobs.
Oh, yeah, all right.
But They don't pair well with gin, and they don't pair well with wine, right?
Right.
Weird. Beer pairs well with steaks, doesn't pair well with tacos. Not a fan.
No?
Well, not a fan at all. I can drink a beer. What, Gage, what's the earliest you will drink a beer? That's what I'm really curious about.
What am what's I doing?
The, what's the absolute... No, I don't care what you... You're we're in talking Vegas. Like, are you're we, in Vegas, bro. Oh, you're in I, Vegas.
There are...
What's the earliest you've ever drank a beer?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, probably like 8. But to be honest with you, like... I could wake up in the morning and be like, I could go for a beer. Like, you know, and I've had those thoughts too. Like, I'm in the kitchen doing dishes in the morning or something before my girlfriend wakes up or whatever. And I'm like, man, a beer sounds good right now. And it's like 6:45. Like, you know what I'm saying?
My man.
But yeah, probably the earliest I've ever had a beer is like 8. Like if we're at a place getting, I'm not a big like Bloody Mary or mimosa screwdriver kind of person. Like if we're at like a bar or somewhere with brunch, I'm drinking a Bud Light.
Okay, all right.
Depending on where we are and what they have. Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah
if you're not considering like the all-night drinking thing, like I actually went to bed, woke up, and then had a beer, you right. know, kind of situation. Yeah, like 7 or 8 was probably the earliest I've ever had a beer. And that was usually because it was like woke up with some friends and all of us were like, you know, we're fucking doing this today. Like we're drinking today. Like we are fucking going ham today, bro. There ain't no opping out of this. Like this is what we're doing. And then we just like, you know, crack the brewskis and just dive right in. So,
I mean, there's certain events that you just end up drinking early for, you know, skiing, snowboarding. That kind of seems to be one, you know, it's like 10 a.m. and you crack that beer on the lift. It's incredible. Another one is obviously golf. It's like, you know, if we're teeing off, if we had a tee time, let's say at like 6:30 down at Littleton or something.
Crack a beer.
I'm going to be drinking a beer by the second hole.
Cracking that beer, bro. Cracking that beer.
You know.
Oh, God. Yeah, I miss golf. Yeah, so
I do too.
Things that beer pairs well with, you know?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Beer and whiskey.
Steak goes well with margaritas, goes well with golf, goes well with Vegas. Goes well with so many things, man. Beer is just like, you know, the
but
flavor
not-
of the world.
Not driving.
That's don't right. drink and drive. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and say that on the podcast. Don't drink and drive, folks. So
unless it's a golf cart.
All right, Gage.
Yes,
I know you've been dying for my review on Elden Ring, my friend.
Yes, but you gotta Elden lead Ring. Off. I need to know, you know, to take a review seriously. I need to know how many hours are into it. I'm not going to take a 1-hour review seriously or even a 10-hour review.
All right. Let's start out with the fact that within 3 days, Gage decided to actually dig into my own portfolio. Gage, in three days.
Hey, listen, I had been playing a lot of video games and I wanted to feel better about myself. So I went and looked how much Robert had been playing.
Gage, how many hours did I sink into Elden Ring in a Friday, Saturday, Sunday span?
It was, I think I saw 36, right? It was like 36 point, was it more? 37.2,
I think, or 37.5.
I took a picture of it because I was so impressed. I was sitting here and I'm like, oh my God.
Fucking amazing, right, dude? Like, the fact
time flies.
Dude, for real. Like, that is, dude, that, let's, seriously, right? I started playing, like, Thursday afternoon sometime, in like late afternoon, wasn't like morning. We're talking
about the time we almost podcasted because you had, you know, just started playing it that night.
Yes, correct. So, it was literally maybe like Thursday night. I sunk maybe like 4, 5, 6 hours into it. So we're going to call it literally like 30 hours in about 3 days. So 10 hours a day.
Minimum.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I have kids. Let's not forget that.
Although, you know, at the end of the weekend, you could walk upstairs and the kids and the wife, they're gone. Took the cars.
Yeah, 100%.
Looking around.
100%, my friend. So how many hours do you want to guess? And I'll tell you, I haven't made a big jump because I did work, you know, Monday through today. So it's not a crazy big jump, but
Robert,
how many hours do you think I have in Elden Ring to this very moment right now? Take a guess. Don't think about it too hard.
45. I mean, that'd be like, you know,
very close.
Hour a day or so.
48.
Wow. In a week.
Oh, with a family and, like, I don't know, if you want to call my YouTube channels, like, five fucking jobs.
That's in 7 days. You have, you know, let's just say 49 because it makes it even. That's 7 hours a day.
Yes. Yes, dude.
So I'm curious now, actually, I might jump on Steam and go look at reviews because I am curious, you know, while you're talking about what you think of it and stuff, I want to see,
yeah,
like a high definitely review, see how many hours people have been playing, because it sounds like it's one of those games that it's easy to kill a lot of time in.
Yeah, people have beaten the game already, man. It would, like, obviously, like, people have beaten the game. They say that on average it takes, if you want to, like, really kind of dive in and do side quests and do all this other kind of shit, like, it says average 70 hours. If you're, like, a, you know, a seasoned Dark Souls player that kind of knows their way around the games and understands the basics, the mechanics, all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Let's just start out with this, man. So they broke a record with this game. One of the most, like, quickest, like, whatever, for the Dark Souls series, I guess, like, largest pre-orders and downloads and, like, broke the servers, pretty much, kind of thing, mm-hmm. right? Game is fucking phenomenal, dude. All right? Phenomenal. This game, amazing. Hands down. I started out playing thinking, like, man, this game seems kind of small. They hide a lot of details. It's, you know, you kind of start walking around and it's just like, man, I feel like I could, you know, spend more time on this. It doesn't feel like it's that big. And then as you, like, reveal more parts of the map, and they don't really reveal the whole map at first by any means, that you really, really have to do a lot of digging, playing, and exploring to reveal the whole map.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, man, you start revealing it all and you're like, dude, I'm fucked. This thing is massive, man. This thing is like, it's like 3 times bigger or 4 times bigger than like any of the other Dark Souls games. This thing is massive, man. And then you start diving in, you start figuring out more of the armors, you start figuring out more of the weapons, the gameplay, the mechanics, how to, like, make these builds. And it's just like, dude, they get so deep into just the guts of the game. In a way that it feels like, a lot of people compared this to Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I would say the overlay of the game is very much like that, where you have to do a lot of running, a lot of walking, a lot of, like, cave searching and boss fighting and side questing to get, like, a lot of additional little things to build your character and all this stuff. But it's so Dark Souls like where it's fucking impossible to do anything, dude. You die constantly. It doesn't matter how good you are or what level you are. You could still go back to the beginning of the game where you first, like, came out of the first cave and fucking die by some of the beginning units because it's just, that's just how the game is, right? And otherwise, like, the storyline, it's just true Dark Souls fashion, kind of, you know, I don't know, it's so I don't know how to word it. It's just so Dark Souls like.
Okay.
And the storyline of it, it's not that it's hard to follow. It's just so fucking out there. Very anime like, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Okay.
Right. But a lot of the characters, their storylines, the mini missions, and all of the text was written by George R.R. Martin by Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So it's very well written, and you can tell, man, you're listening to these characters speak and you're just like, yeah, this sounds like fucking Game of Thrones. Like, this sounds very, you know, like he did his research kind of thing, like,
yeah,
and wrote this thing out, you know. And it's fascinating. It's awesome. And the way that he like combined characters together, though, it feels also very Game of Thrones-ish, where there's just like this whole storyline of this game, dude, is so complex, where one character storyline just breaches into 50 other characters, right? So it's so in depth, man. I feel so engulfed. I feel like I've barely scratched the surface of this game, and I've been playing for, what did I say, almost 50 hours now?
Yeah, I think he said 48 point something, yep.
Yeah, I don't see how they say that this game could be... I see how they could say that you could beat it in 70 hours. There's no way that you could understand the game in 70 hours. This game is easily like Skyrim, dude, where it's going to take you a solid 200 to 300 fucking hours to understand the true depth, concept, and everything of the entire game.
Yeah.
This thing is like Skyrim on fucking steroids, mixed in with some Dark Souls, where it's impossible to, like, really play it and defeat it. And sure, that's why it takes so long to play it, is because of the fact that it's so damn difficult. I can tell you that it's very well tuned. They tested this thing, man, to the max. This was not a game like Cyberpunk, where it was released way too early or anything like that, man. I have personally found zero glitches. It is just like well fine-tuned, well played out, very well tested. Like, everything, I think since it's been released, I've seen one patch be released, which is impressive. Because usually a lot of games, like, there's like a patch release the day of.
Right.
And then there's usually like a patch every single day to figure out what people are like figuring out. Right.
Right.
They didn't do this here, man. They knew. They were well prepared, well versed, very well, like, just thing. Shit was on lock gauge. It was on fucking lock. So then on top of that, there's like, it's so fine tuned in the sense of like, there's no way that one character kind of beats all, right? Okay. They have this game well balanced, where, you know, you can't just, you know, like in Doom, you know, there, you can't just go in with one weapon and kill all. There's really kind of, every enemy has a specific weapon that you really kind of need to pull out, right? In Doom, there's close-up enemies that need shotguns, and there's, right, you know, right, you need certain sniper weapons for this and that and whatever else, and it's the same way in Dark Souls, man. A dexterity character is not going to cover everything, and a strength character is not going to cover everything, and an intelligence character is not going to cover everything. Hybrid characters, man, seems to be the way to go, and one specific type of hybrid character, like saying that you're just doing like strength and intelligence, ain't gonna fix it all either. I have this character right now that's a little bit of strength, a little bit of dex, and a little bit of intelligence, and it seems to be working out like pretty well for me for the most part, but I can tell it's not gonna last. So they've built it into the game where, like, you actually have to, like, respec your character, or you can respec your character. And they did this on purpose, knowing that, like, your character's not going to last forever. They're just right, like, yeah, we already know your character's going to start fucking sucking about halfway through. So here's a free respec, because we know that you're going to want to change it up, because you're going to start fucking sucking really here. like soon, really here soon, right? So
sure.
Otherwise, the weapons, amazing, dude. Look awesome. Look great. The graphics, amazing. The details are amazing. I can't speak well enough of the whole thing. It was just so fucking fine-tuned, man. It's an amazing game. The reviews have been super positive. On Steam, on IGN, on PC Gamer, on everything.
Yeah.
Literally, the one and only complaint that I've seen about this entire game is that there are so many fucking players that the co-op isn't working because the servers are so overloaded.
Gotcha.
You know, which, in my opinion, no one should ever bitch about that, because that is nothing but amazing positive reviews, and the developers should take this and build on it and just say, like, okay, we know where our weakness is. It's literally our own, like, database, which is impossible to control right now because of the pandemic, and we can't get a hold of all this, you know, the servers themselves to, like, right, support this whole thing. So, like, thank you for all the support. Basically, we're trying our hardest, and that's about it, right? And everyone else who's bitching about, like, oh, co-op doesn't work, dude, fucking open your eyes. Look at the world right now. Shut the fuck up and just enjoy the game, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, Gage, time for you to come over and play this game, bro.
Okay. So, I got a couple. Well, I got a good question for you.
Okay.
How's it run on your computer?
Pretty good, man. Yeah. So I can run 1080p maximum graphics with my 3060 Ti. And that sits anywhere kind of between like 45 and 60 frames per second.
Okay.
You know, loading screens, it tends to drop just, you know, because it's loading shit. And this is installed on my solid state drive, just so everyone knows. When I kick it up to 4K, on my 4K TV, I do have to drop it down to medium or low graphic settings. And that rests it right around like that 45 frames per second.
Okay.
What I personally kind of prefer is the maximum settings on 1080p personally, sure, with the higher frames per second. With this being such a fast paced game, you kind of need the FPS there. You know, it's almost like playing a first person shooter competitively.
Right.
You kind of need to be able to dodge at the right moment and everything else. So, but if you get the chance to play it in 4K, dude, this game looks fucking tits. It's insane how good it looks. 3060 Ti, though, can very much handle 4K, 2K, and 1080p, all within a 45 to 60 FPS range, depending on the settings that you have, for sure.
Good. Okay, next question. Going into this, you know, you and Mitch, too, you guys both had pretty high expectations so far. 50 hours in, let's just say, has it lived up to your expectations? Is this the next 200-hour game for you?
100%, dude. Okay. This thing has blown my expectations. I think this is one of those games, if I were, I mean, and usually, man, I don't, it's hard to put things on like a 1 to 10 scale, because every gamer is going to look at it a little bit differently. Whereas, like, Gage, if I were to tell you that I ranked this game an 8 out of 10, does that mean that you're going to, like, play it again?
What do you mean?
Like, are you going to go back and play it again after you beat it?
Oh, if it was not
an 8 out of 10, right?
Maybe. Okay, I mean, it really depends on the game, but yeah, probably not.
Okay, so we're gonna put video games, man, in a, like, do not buy again, you know, would recommend buying just to play it once, and then, like, an absolute you need to fucking buy because you're gonna play it again, right?
Right.
So, Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, mm-hmm, Skyrim, and now Elden Ring. Buy it because you're gonna fucking play it again. Okay. Amazing games. Fucking mind-blowing. you're going to go back and play this game again. Games that I would recommend, like, you know, you should buy because, you know, you're going to enjoy it at least once for sure. Can't guarantee that you're going to play it again. But a lot of, like, Assassin's Creed games.
Sure.
Some of the Borderland games, you know, played once, fucking loved it, dude. And I don't know if I would go back and play it again, but really, really fun to play through at least once.
Yeah.
You know, Far Cry games, definitely a solid, solid playthrough. Some of the Lego games, man, you know, I would actually play. I've played some of those through twice. Lego Lord of the Rings, played that twice. Some of the other Lego games. So, you know, games that I would never, like, actually, you know, buy again, whatever. We're not even going to dive into that. But Elden Ring, top tier, man. We're talking, like, at least in my opinion, being a Dark Souls fan, it's up there with, like, Rockstar games.
Okay.
I would fucking play this game again and again, time again. I'd put it up there with, like, Diablo 3. Like, I'll probably go back and play this game a couple of times. Continue to do new builds, new playthroughs, new everything. Yeah. Just experience it, enjoy it, love it. There's so much to expand on, you know? So.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you like it. Worth the 60 yeah. bucks.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If I had known, honestly, if I were to stamp a dollar value on it, man, knowing, like, just how much I love it, and same thing with, like, Red Dead, GTA, and Skyrim, if I were to put a dollar stamp on it, if they had raised the dollar amount to, like, $90, I probably still would, in knowing what I know right now, I'd buy it at, like, 90 bucks and okay. play the whole thing through, honestly, yeah. You know?
You know, I think with the whole cost thing, I know a lot of people, and myself included, it's hard to justify $60 for a game sometimes. But, yeah. You know, and maybe we're spoiled a little bit with Steam and stuff, you know, where you're getting stuff sometimes for $2, $3, that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you think about it, like, you know, when, like, the first PlayStation 2 games were coming out, they were
yeah.
$60. And that's what games still cost now. Like, right. It's really pretty cool that stuff isn't getting more expensive. Like, that's one of the few things that really hasn't cost us that much. And if you play, you know, Robert's probably going to be at 60 hours before Sunday morning. Oh, that's $1 an hour. What else can you do for $1 an hour?
That beer, 100%, dude.
That beer he just drank here in the course of 42 minutes, it cost more than $1.
100%, you know? Dude. 100%. Yeah. I mean, think of it this way, right? If Grand Theft Auto 6 were to come out next month, and we already know that Grand Theft Auto 1 through 5 were all absolutely amazing, you would still pre-order that shit for, you know, like $100, knowing how good this game was about to be.
Yeah.
And knowing how much fun you're about to have with it and how much time you're about to sink into it, and that you are just anticipating how well this game is going to be. It'd be the same thing if there was, like, an Elden Ring 2 or 3, knowing that, like, Dark Souls 1, 2, and 3 were amazing. Elden Ring is, like, a Dark Souls 4. If a Dark Souls, like, 5 or an Elden Ring 2 came out, man, I would pre-order this shit immediately for, like, a much higher value than $60. Mm-hmm. Just knowing how incredible this game is, how much time I'm going to sink into this thing, and just that, it's going to be, like, well worth it in the end, by far. So
cool. Yeah, and, you know, not to keep talking about game prices, but yeah, I think it's easier to justify the $60 for a game that isn't coming out every year. You know, I have a harder time coughing up $60 for something that, you know, it's Call of Duty every year, or FIFA, or any really Madden, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't need to buy that every year. But you get these games that only come out every few years, and you know they're going to be a quality game that's a whole new game. Like, $60 ain't bad.
No, it's really not. Well, and that's where it's difficult, man, because, and that's where I think gaming companies are struggling to survive, because there are so many, like, repeat games, you know, like EA mm-hmm. Games is struggling because it's Madden 23 and right. FIFA 23, and it's NBA fucking 23 or
sure.
So, but these kinds of developers, these guys, Rockstar, right? The video game companies that Microsoft is buying, actually.
Yeah.
These the long survivors.
Sure.
They know their shit. They know what the people want. They know that they can charge probably actually a pretty penny for their stuff. And people are still going to buy it, right? Yeah. And that's why Microsoft is buying them, because everyone is going to be like, dude, I fucking love Halo. I love Dark Souls. And I love Skyrim. I will easily put down $300 towards an Xbox to play all three of those.
Yeah. And then you pay your, you know, your Xbox Game Pass, your monthly fee.
Yep.
And you're set.
100%.
I mean, they got to figure it out. At least, you know, when I think about it, you know, that seems like a great business plan to me, you know?
Yeah. 100%, man. They have it 100% figured out. So,
and that's really securing future too, because, you know, they own Bethesda, Activision, that kind of stuff, that down the road, well, they're going to keep making games. They're going to keep the people around. There's nothing to pull them away to, you know, to PlayStation.
Blizzard, Skyrim, just all the video games, man, they're like just putting a number out there that are really just doing a good job at creating some quality stuff. So, no, but Elden Ring, though, man, I mean, bosses are crazy hard. Enemies are crazy hard. Armor's beautiful. Gameplay's beautiful.
Good.
Storyline, amazing. Just all around super fun game, dude. It's not very often that I sink 50 hours into a video game in 7 days.
Yeah.
So, at least personally, this says a lot. So, Gage, what kind of video games, man, have made that kind of impact in your life that you feel are just like your guilty pleasures that you just continuously go back to play because they're just so damn fun? And whether you just love them that much, or maybe you're embarrassed to say it, or maybe they're just like, I don't know. What was that game, dude, that we played for a little bit? The Goat?
Oh, Goat Simulator. Yeah.
Goat Simulator.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. That's a good one.
That I only put 100 minutes into, but
seriously,
I
got more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, guilty pleasure are games we go back to time, you know. For me, those games that like I can always go back and play is games where I can start something new and it feels new. So, you know, the Age of Empires, strategy games, obviously, Cities Skylines, that kind of stuff, where I can go back in and just start a new game, you know, where it's different because I chose a different whatever. But in terms of like guilty pleasure kind of games that maybe I'm a little scared to admit sometimes to, not necessarily like you guys or other people who like playing games, but like, you know, if I'm talking to somebody I just met who, you know, I don't know if they play video games, that kind of stuff, like I'm not going to own up and tell them that I'm playing Pokemon or Minecraft, you know, like, they probably don't need to know that, you know, like those are kind of the two games. Sometimes on, when I'm bored or when I'm, you know, kind of working on stuff or on the computer, I play. There's a game called Nitro Type. It's not like on Steam. It's just like a web-based game where it's just like typing, but you're racing as you type. And I play that quite a bit. But, well, now it's out for the world to hear. You know, I play Nitro Type. You know,
there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever, man. Fun video game, I guess.
Yeah.
You? What else do you... I don't have any really like kind of, I don't know. I mean, I guess I have a couple of video games, man, that probably aren't like the go-to like high title video games. But recently I've been playing like League of Kingdoms on my cell phone.
Okay.
Just because it's this small little entertaining game on my phone, at least, that I find that's very like strategic based. And I originally started playing it because you can actually sell like resources as NFTs to make like real world money, until I found out that the gas fees to post it is more than what you would actually make, so it's kind of a waste of fucking time. But Golf Clash, I'll play that all the time to get my golfing fix in just a little bit, honestly, you know?
Sure.
Just because we can't golf here very often during the winter. Otherwise, man, I mean, super small video games. I don't really have like a crazy, I don't have any like online games like you do. Super small. I will go back, though, in just guilty pleasures, man. I will go back and play Zelda Ocarina of Time all the time.
Sure.
What a fucking great video game, you know? Just, it it's feels classic. So, yeah, feels so good every single time you go back and play. Not gonna lie, like Diablo 3, man, always a go-to. If I'm just like, damn, I need to play some video games, but I don't know what to play, Diablo 3 is an easy go-to for me. Sure. Or some Dark Souls, you know, always a good go-to. Or, My Tentacle Girlfriend.
Always. You know? Yep.
Yeah.
100%. I think that's kind of the top, you know, guilty pleasure. Don't tell a lot of people about that one, but man, when you know when you're out and like you're like, this guy is a Tentacle fan and I talk to him about it, you know, when you're walking around Target and you're like, oh yeah, you kind of smell him from the next aisle and you're like, yeah, you're into this. So yeah, those are usually the only people I talk to that about with. But
you catch like a quick glimpse of their cell phone and you're like, I recognize that app pic on their desktop. Like, right. I know what that little pic is.
You see their cart and it's full of Doritos and Mountain Dew. it's a dead giveaway.
this guy plays World of Warcraft and My Tentacle Girlfriend. Dead giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway.
So, yeah, those are kind of my guilty pleasures, though, man. I don't know what else I have, except, you know, it used to be Dead Space. Dead Space, man, was a super fun game until Origin became a giant fucking load of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally can't even log into my Origin account anymore to even go play the game. So doesn't really matter anymore. Yeah, Origin's a fucking load of shit. I hope that someone is listening so they can know how much I fucking hate your stupid program and what garbage the whole thing is and how I can't fucking log in. And I wasted tons of money on you worthless assholes. So, that's that rant. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know, man. There's a lot of good video games out there, you know?
Sure, yeah.
We will definitely, though, have to jump on some Broforce here soon.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Or, you know, if you
with ever, your bird.
If you ever, yeah, totally. He likes to scream and make noises when I play video games, so it's always entertaining. There we go. Not annoying at all.
There we go. It's going to be...
We should play Grounded sometime.
Maybe this weekend. Supposed to be a snowy, slow weekend here in Colorado.
I love that game. So if you feel like getting creeped out by a little bit too realistic spiders, that's the game.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's see how many beers we can drink and how many spiders we can kill.
I like it.
For every spider we kill, we have to chug a quarter of a beer.
Yeah, just maybe a shot per spider. They're tough. Well, they're tougher to kill than you think.
And rare to come by?
Well, so I haven't really figured that part out yet. There's only like 7 spots in the whole map where you can find wolf spiders. But I don't know if they respawn when you kill them or if once you kill them, they're just dead.
Okay.
So, but there's other spiders. There's spiders in the water, and there's also orb spiders. So, there's plenty of spiders to kill.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down for a shot of spider as long as there's only 7 in the world. I was thinking that there'd be more, like Skyrim. I was like, dude, I can't do that. I can't do that.
They're huge and terrifying,
I gotta make it home, bro. I gotta make it home. So.
All right.
All right. You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, on another episode, Tech Brews Games. Me and Gage here, bringing it real to ya with the text boobs, games, all that real shit. And we will see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Cheers.
Later.